this third Sunday of Advent, I want to focus on joy. The angels, when they announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, said this: "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them." That was probably a bit of a surprise. Imagine you're at work, working nights, it's dark, it's cold, it's boring. I have no idea what this looked like, but all of a sudden the sky lights on fire and there's some awesome creature that's shows up, starts talking to you. They're obviously terrified, as they should be. And the angel said to them, "Fear not." It seems that every time an angel shows up, they have to say that, because this supernatural, superhuman being is terrifying. And when a human being who's sinful comes face to face with the supernatural, they realize, I don't meet the standard. I don't measure up. I'm in trouble. And, you know, this is probably God showing up to take me out, because it's over for me. The angel says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." This is a message of good news of great joy. This is not something that we should be like, ho, ho, hum. This is great joy. This is something to get excited about. This is something to get passionate about. Good news of great joy. This is the best news you've ever heard. And here's what they say: "For unto you," now remember, he's talking to some ragtag bunch of shepherds that are out in the fields that are really not a welcome part of society. They're the kind of people that if they come into your store or your restaurant, you keep an eye on them because the silverware might be missing when they leave, kind of thing. He's like, unto you shepherds, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." That announcement is so packed with information. Unto you, to you the least, to you the outsiders, to you the outcasts, the people that society doesn't like, to you is born. He could have made that announcement in the palace of Caesar Augustus. He could have made that announcement in the midst of the gathering of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish religious leaders. Instead, he goes out in the wilderness to some shepherds and says, to you, outsiders, is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior, someone to rescue you. Because you're in trouble, whether you know it or not, you're in trouble and you need to be rescued. So many people live their lives thinking, I'm fine, what's the danger? Well, the danger is you're a sinner and God is real and He is holy and He hates sin. So that's bad for you. You need to be rescued because you have not honored God as He deserves. You've not brought Him the glory and praise that you were created to bring Him. So when He shows up, that's bad for you. You need to be rescued. And the angel announces to the shepherds, a Savior, someone to rescue you, has been born. Who is, and then he gives the identity, Christ, the Messiah, the promised anointed one from the Old Testament, the Christ, the Lord, Yahweh, God in human flesh, has been born. That is good news of great joy that shall be for all the people. This is not just for you shepherds, this is for you to spread to everyone else. To bring to everyone, even to the Sanhedrin, and even to those Jewish authorities that are turning away from this Jesus. They need to hear it too. good news of great joy. I'm going to ask, as we prepare our hearts to celebrate communion, have you allowed the good news of great joy to penetrate your heart and your life? Because this is the best news ever, and this changes everything. So whatever situation you're in, whatever circumstance you're in, whatever trials and struggles you're facing, there is good news. And it should bring great joy to you right where you are. You should be today experiencing great joy in spite of your circumstances, because the greatest of all news, God loves you so much that He came to become human, to die for you. That makes all the troubles of this world small in comparison with how great a news that we have to believe. The good news. And I would invite you this season to allow that joy to penetrate and to permeate your life. You should be characterized by joy, not because of what's going on in your life, but because of Jesus and who He is and what great news we have, that you're a sinner that deserves hell for eternity. So whatever is going on in your life, well, it's really not that bad. You should be in hell for eternity. That's what you deserve. What you get if you believe in Jesus, if you come to Him, is eternity in His presence, welcomed, where there is joy forevermore. So step back from life, from the problems, from the reality of what you have to face, and put it in perspective. Say, here's what I deserve. Here's what I've got. I've got reason to rejoice. I've got reason to be thankful. I've got reason to just be overflowing with joy in spite of what's going on around me. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. I'd invite you to as we pass out, as we serve you the bread and the juice, contemplate Jesus, the greatest news of all, and reflect on that and allow your heart to be filled with the joy of your salvation. And allow that to just penetrate and permeate and flow in your life. Let's give Him thanks together. Father, You were not obligated in any way to rescue us. We deserve Your wrath, and You would be just and righteous to simply pour it out unrestrained and give us what we deserve. But thank You that You are merciful, that You delight to not give us what we deserve. Thank You that You instead poured out that wrath on Your only Son, who took our place at the cross of Calvary, bore in His body our sins so that we could be righteous before You. Lord, this day, pray that we would rejoice in the joy of our salvation, that we would recognize the gift that we have been given and treasure it. Jesus, thank You for taking my place, for taking my punishment, for being nailed to a cross, Your body broken and Your blood poured out as a sacrifice for a sinner like me. We are amazed that You would do that for the likes of us. And we want to say thank You. We want to worship You. We want to remember what You did for us today. It's in Your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's thank Him together. Jesus, You are so good to give Your life for sinners like us. Pray that we would be receptive of the good news, that we would overflow with the joy of our salvation. I want to say thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. His body broken for you. blood poured out to wash away your sins. Drink.